Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpovedový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpovedový hárok označený piktogramom krížik. Prvá nahrávka. Vypočujte si rozprávanie jedného kanadského speváka o najsilnejšom zážitku v jeho osobnom živote. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You will hear a Canadian singer, Michael Bublé, age 39, talking about the strongest moment in his personal life. This important moment is connected with his wife, Argentinian actress Luisana Lopilato, age 27. Michael Bublé, who is a singer, songwriter, and actor, was born in Canada. He has won several awards, including 3 Grammy Awards. So let's listen to Michael Bublé.
I was so nervous before I asked my wife to marry me. I did it in front of her family, who are Argentinian, and I'd learned Spanish to be able to do it. That was the scariest part, being in front of them and asking her father's permission. How did I know she was the one? I didn't know, but I hoped. I did know I was crazily in love with her, and, more than being in love, I liked her a lot, too, because she is such a great person. I look at her and see this beautiful woman who is sensitive, smart, talented, and shy. All the qualities I admire in someone. But the truth is, you never know, and you are never sure how a woman really feels about you. I've been in too many relationships where I was sure the other person was in love with me, and then I got disappointed a day later. I knew it was different from other relationships early on because in Luisana, I saw someone sharing the same values. It's not the big things, it's the little things she did that made me fall in love. She rescues dogs quite frequently, and I found it attractive she cared so deeply for them. I loved her family too. I saw my family when I looked at hers. I have such respect for her. She's been famous since she was 6 years old, but she's so normal. We went to Israel on holiday once, and people didn't know who I was, but they all knew her. I said to her, "Kid, we're on holiday. Tell people this is our private time." And she said, "Mike, we would have none of this without them. These are the people who pay for your clothes, your food, this vacation we are on." Even though I didn't agree at first, later on I realized her opinions were right. There's 12 years between us, but the age difference doesn't matter. My wife is way older than I am. It's like she is 40 and I am 18. In Argentina, they call a woman la jefe, which means the boss, and she definitely is. She makes wise decisions, and I can rely on her all the time. We spend a lot of time apart, but that makes us value the time we have together. Before, if I was going on vacation, I would want other couples to come, but we don't need anybody else. We are so close now. She is my best friend. When I found out she was expecting a baby with me, I was extremely happy. I can't express that feeling. I'm sure men all over the world get it just the same. It's unbelievable.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You will hear a Canadian singer, Michael Bublé, age 39, talking about the strongest moment in his personal life. This important moment is connected with his wife, Argentinian actress Luisana Lopilato, age 27. Michael Bublé, who is a singer, songwriter, and actor, was born in Canada. He has won several awards, including 3 Grammy Awards. So let's listen to Michael Bublé.
I was so nervous before I asked my wife to marry me. I did it in front of her family, who are Argentinian, and I'd learned Spanish to be able to do it. That was the scariest part, being in front of them and asking her father's permission. How did I know she was the one? I didn't know, but I hoped. I did know I was crazily in love with her, and, more than being in love, I liked her a lot too because she is such a great person. I look at her and see this beautiful woman who is sensitive, smart, talented, and shy. All the qualities I admire in someone. But the truth is, you never know and you are never sure how a woman really feels about you. I've been in too many relationships where I was sure the other person was in love with me and then I got disappointed a day later. I knew it was different from other relationships early on because in Luisana, I saw someone sharing the same values. It's not the big things, it's the little things she did that made me fall in love. She rescues dogs quite frequently, and I found it attractive she cared so deeply for them. I loved her family too. I saw my family when I looked at hers. I have such respect for her. She's been famous since she was 6 years old, but she's so normal. We went to Israel on holiday once, and people didn't know who I was, but they all knew her. I said to her, "Kid, we're on holiday. Tell people this is our private time." And she said, "Mike, we would have none of this without them. These are the people who pay for your clothes, your food, this vacation we are on." Even though I didn't agree at first, later on I realized her opinions were right. There's 12 years between us, but the age difference doesn't matter. My wife is way older than I am. It's like she is 40 and I am 18. In Argentina, they call a woman la jefe, which means the boss, and she definitely is. She makes wise decisions, and I can rely on her all the time. We spend a lot of time apart, but that makes us value the time we have together. Before, if I was going on vacation, I would want other couples to come, but we don't need anybody else. We are so close now. She is my best friend. When I found out she was expecting a baby with me, I was extremely happy. I can't express that feeling. I'm sure men all over the world get it just the same. It's unbelievable.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7. Druhá nahrávka. Vypočujte si interview s populárnou speváčkou Oliviou Newton-John. Na základe vypočutého rozhodnite o každom stvrdení 8 až 13, či je pravdivé A, nepravdivé B, alebo z nahrávky nevyplýva C. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 8 až 13. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You will hear an interview with Olivia Newton-John, a popular singer. Olivia has sold more than 50 million albums, won an Emmy, 4 Grammys, and starred in the cult classic Grease. So let's listen to the interview. What are the daily rituals that contribute to your good health?
First of all, I wake up grateful for each day. And I definitely think being happy and in love are key factors to good health. I also love to prepare some special meals. Then I do some sort of exercise, whether playing tennis or going for a walk on the beach with my wonderful husband, John, and our dog, an Irish setter, Jack.
What are the things people don't know about you?
Well, I love to design and remodel houses. From working with the contractors to picking the colors, materials, kitchen and bathroom accessories, to finally what furniture goes where.
Could you tell us something about your recipes?
My never-fail recipe is my lemon chicken. It's so easy to prepare, and it gives me time to spend with my dinner guests, rather than working all night in the kitchen. The recipe is in my new book, LiveWise, which was published by Murdoch Books.
What makes you happy?
Life, nature, my wonderful husband who puts a smile on my face every time I think of him, my beautiful daughter, my friends, my family, my dog. I'm most grateful for being alive and healthy today. There are some little things, my favorite accessories, like my iPhone that keeps me connected to the world. Or when I'm in need of some time out, I head straight to Gaia Retreat and Spa and get a hot stone massage and one of their amazing treatments from the excellent healers they have.
What lessons has life taught you?
Surviving breast cancer in the 1990s has given me the opportunity to help others going through their own cancer journey. I'm fortunate to have the ability to lend my name to build the Olivia Newton-John Cancer and Wellness Center in my hometown of Melbourne. It will be a brilliant medical center that will help heal the whole person, body, mind, and spirit.
What would you do if you were not a singer?
I think I would probably be a veterinarian or some profession that involves working with animals. I love all kinds, from domestic to the wildest creatures. They touch my heart, and they are true beauty.
What's the best thing about getting older?
Well, you don't worry about unimportant things. I used to worry about so many things in my youth, and today I just embrace every day. I feel very passionately that we need to take care of the planet and everything on it, whether it's saving the Amazon or just being kind to those around you. We need to take care of each other and Mother Earth. Personally, I find peace by being in nature with my husband John.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You will hear an interview with Olivia Newton-John, a popular singer. Olivia has sold more than 50 million albums, won an Emmy, 4 Grammys, and starred in the cult classic Grease. So let's listen to the interview. What are the daily rituals that contribute to your good health?
First of all, I wake up grateful for each day. And I definitely think being happy and in love are key factors to good health. I also love to prepare some special meals. Then I do some sort of exercise, whether playing tennis or going for a walk on the beach with my wonderful husband, John, and our dog, an Irish setter, Jack.
What are the things people don't know about you?
Well, I love to design and remodel houses, from working with the contractors to picking the colors, materials, kitchen and bathroom accessories, to finally what furniture goes where.
Could you tell us something about your recipes?
My never-fail recipe is my lemon chicken. It's so easy to prepare, and it gives me time to spend with my dinner guests rather than working all night in the kitchen. The recipe is in my new book, LiveWise, which was published by Murdoch Books.
What makes you happy?
Life, nature, my wonderful husband who puts a smile on my face every time I think of him, my beautiful daughter, my friends, my family, my dog. I'm most grateful for being alive and healthy today. There are some little things, my favorite accessories, like my iPhone that keeps me connected to the world. Or when I'm in need of some time out, I head straight to Gaia Retreat and Spa and get a hot stone massage and one of their amazing treatments from the excellent healers they have.
What lessons has life taught you?
Surviving breast cancer in the 1990s has given me the opportunity to help others going through their own cancer journey. I'm fortunate to have the ability to lend my name to build the Olivia Newton-John Cancer and Wellness Center in my hometown of Melbourne. It will be a brilliant medical center that will help heal the whole person, body, mind, and spirit.
What would you do if you were not a singer?
I think I would probably be a veterinarian or some profession that involves working with animals. I love all kinds, from domestic to the wildest creatures. They touch my heart, and they are true beauty.
What's the best thing about getting older?
Well, you don't worry about unimportant things. I used to worry about so many things in my youth, and today I just embrace every day. I feel very passionately that we need to take care of the planet and everything on it, whether it's saving the Amazon or just being kind to those around you. We need to take care of each other and Mother Earth. Personally, I find peace by being in nature with my husband John.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 8 až 13. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Tretia nahrávka. Vypočujte si rozhlasovú reláciu, v ktorej odborníci radia stredoškolským študentom, ako správne študovať. Vypočujete si 6 praktických rád. Tieto rady sú zhrnuté vo vetách označených 14 až 20, avšak nie v poradí, v akom ste ich počuli v nahrávke. Na základe vypočutého zoraďte vety do správneho poradia tak, že zapíšete do odpoveďového hárka ku každej z nich príslušné poradové číslo od 1 do 6. Pozor, jedna veta je navyše a obsahuje informáciu, ktorú ste v nahrávke nepočuli. K tejto vete napíšte do odpoveďového hárka krížik. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 14 až 20. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
Are you having trouble getting serious about studying for a test? The following study tips for secondary school students will get you in the right mood to be prepared for any test or for final exams. So let's listen to 6 study tips that will help you study efficiently.
Tip number 1. If you don't have a couple of friends who are really serious about studying, stay away from group study. Students studying together often forget to concentrate on the original topic and tend to discuss different things very quickly. Save the social time until after you have finished your preparations, whether for the test or the final exams. Tip number 2. Now that you've got all your notes in front of you, open up a pack of index cards. As you read through the important facts, rewrite them in question and answer form on the cards. For instance, to study historical facts, write the historical fact on one side of the card and the key details on the other. Tip number 3. If you want to stay sharp while you study, stay away from junk food. Instead, snack on studying-friendly foods like dark leafy greens, whole grains, peanut butter, milk and seafood. Feeling tired? Caffeine or energy drinks won't help you in the long run. Get your energy from eating a banana or an apple. Tip number 4. If you try to study every single thing your teacher has ever said, you'll go crazy. Instead, focus on the most important topics. If you're not sure what those are, read the study guide or ask your classmates. Once you have finished studying the important stuff, if there's still time before the test, you can move on to the finer details. Tip number 5. Your brain can only take so much hard work at one time. For every hour that you study, take about 15 minutes to do something mindless, like taking a walk, listening to music, or playing a computer game. You can even take a 15-minute nap if you're confident you can wake yourself up at the end of it. Tip number 6. It might seem comfortable to delay your studying till the last minute, especially if you tell yourself that anything you try to memorize earlier will not really stay in your brain. That's not true. Take some time throughout the term to review all of your notes and reread important passages in your textbook. It might seem boring, but it will help you keep all those facts in your brain on test day.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
Are you having trouble getting serious about studying for a test? The following study tips for secondary school students will get you in the right mood to be prepared for any test or for final exams. So let's listen to 6 study tips that will help you study efficiently.
Tip number 1. If you don't have a couple of friends who are really serious about studying, stay away from group study. Students studying together often forget to concentrate on the original topic and tend to discuss different things very quickly. Save the social time until after you have finished your preparations, whether for the test or the final exams. Tip number 2. Now that you've got all your notes in front of you, open up a pack of index cards. As you read through the important facts, rewrite them in question and answer form on the cards. For instance, to study historical facts, write the historical fact on one side of the card and the key details on the other. Tip number 3. If you want to stay sharp while you study, stay away from junk food. Instead, snack on studying-friendly foods like dark leafy greens, whole grains, peanut butter, milk and seafood. Feeling tired? Caffeine or energy drinks won't help you in the long run. Get your energy from eating a banana or an apple. Tip number 4. If you try to study every single thing your teacher has ever said, you'll go crazy. Instead, focus on the most important topics. If you're not sure what those are, read the study guide or ask your classmates. Once you have finished studying the important stuff, if there's still time before the test, you can move on to the finer details. Tip number 5. Your brain can only take so much hard work at one time. For every hour that you study, take about 15 minutes to do something mindless, like taking a walk, listening to music, or playing a computer game. You can even take a 15-minute nap if you're confident you can wake yourself up at the end of it. Tip number 6. It might seem comfortable to delay your studying till the last minute, especially if you tell yourself that anything you try to memorize earlier will not really stay in your brain. That's not true. Take some time throughout the term to review all of your notes and reread important passages in your textbook. It might seem boring, but it will help you keep all those facts in your brain on test day.
Teraz máte ešte 1 minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.